On a shelf, a book entitled Winnie the Pooh rests atop a row of books. A stuffed bear with golden brown fur wears a red shirt. A title appears, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Toys line an upper shelf, holding more books and a brass bugle. Other toys in the kids' room include a fishing creel basket that hangs on a door, a rocking horse, a drum, a tricycle, and wooden blocks strewn across the floor. Next to an umbrella, a sword leans against a dresser, displaying toy soldiers. A stuffed donkey sits on top of toys in an open chest at the foot of a bed, where a stuffed piglet stands on some wooden blocks near a pair of rain boots. Boxing gloves hang from a door, and a stuffed kangaroo sits on the floor near a baby kangaroo and a toy boat with a cannon. On a dresser, a stuffed owl perches on wooden blocks between a toy gun and a stuffed tiger. Clothing spills out of the top drawer. On the wall, a pendulum swings on a cuckoo clock.
This could be the room of any small boy. But it just happens to belong to a boy named Christopher Robin. Like most small boys, Christopher Robin has toy animals to play with. And they all live together in a wonderful world of make-believe. But his best friend is a bear called Winnie the Pooh, or Pooh for short. Now, Pooh had some very unusual adventures, and they all happened right here in the 100-acre wood.
Deep in the 100-acre wood, where Christopher Robin plays, you'll find the enchanted neighborhood of Christopher's childhood days. A donkey named Eeyore is his friend, and Kanga and Little Roo. There's Rabbit and Piglet, and there's Owl, but most of all, Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Tubby little tubby, all stuffed with fluff, he's Winnie the Pooh.
In an animated cartoon, Pooh dances as he chases a butterfly. It lands on his nose.
Winnie the Pooh, Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, Pooh. Tubby little tubby, all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh.
Pooh sits on a log near a smoking campfire and a big tree with a door nestled between its spreading roots.
Winnie the Pooh lived in this enchanted forest under the name of Sanders, which means he had the name over the door in gold letters, and he lived under it.
Pooh nods.
Now, when Pooh heard his poo-coo clock...
On a cuckoo clock in his house, a bear pops out of a honey pot.
He knew it was time for something, but he was a bear of very little brain. So when he thought in the most thoughtful way he could think.
I haven't thought of anything, have you?
He eyes his reflection in a mirror.
No, neither have I. Think.
One of Pooh's ears stands up straight.
Oh, yes. Time for my stoutness exercise. Up, down, up. When I up, down, touch the ground, it puts me in the mood. Up, down, touch the ground, in the mood for food. I am stout round, and I have found, speaking poundage-wise, I improve my appetite when I exercise. Oh, stuff and fluff.
A seam opens on his back. He pulls it closed and ties a thread.
That's better. Thank you. Now, where was I?
He lifts up his red shirt and looks at his round belly as it pops out.
Oh, yes, I'm rumbly in my tumbly. Time for something sweet. I am short, fat, and proud of that, and so with all my might. I up, down to my appetite's delight. While I up, down, touch the ground, I think of things to chew, like honey and milk and chocolate. With a hefty, happy appetite, I'm a hefty, happy poo.
Standing on a chair, he gets a honey pot down from a high shelf, then frowns and tips it upside down.
Oh, bother. Empty again. Only the sticky part's left.
He sticks his nose in the pot, covering his eyes, and a bee flies over.
That buzzing noise means something. And the only reason for making a buzzing noise that I know of is because you're a bee.
With a ring of honey on his face, he smiles at the bee as it flies out the window.
And the only reason for being a bee is to make honey.
He wipes honey off his face.
And the only reason for making honey is so I can eat it.
The pages of a book turn.
And so Winnie the Pooh climbed the honey tree. He climbed and he climbed and he climbed. And as he climbed, he hummed a little hum.
And I call it my rumbly and my tumbly song.
Yes, and it went something like this.
Hum-dum-dee-dum, hum-dum-dee-dum, I'm so rumbly in my tumbly.
He bumps his head on a branch.
Time to munch an early luncheon, hum-dee-dum-dum-dum. Oh, I wouldn't climb this tree if a poo flew like a bee. But I wouldn't be a bear then, so I guess I wouldn't care then. Bears love honey, and I'm a poo bear, so I do care, so I'll climb now. I'm so rumbly in my tumbly, time for something.
He reaches for a hole in the tree and falls.
Too weak.
He bounces off branches as he drops.
If only I hadn't. You see what I meant to do? Well, it all comes, I suppose, out from liking honey so much.
He hangs from a leaf, then falls in a bush.
Oh, bother.
Winnie the Pooh crawled out of the gorse bush, brushed the prickles from his nose, and began to think again.
Think, think, think.
And the first person he thought of was...
Winnie the Pooh?
No, Christopher Robin.
Oh.
The boy stands with Eeyore and Kanga.
Christopher Robin lived in another part of the forest where he could be near his friends and help them with their problems.
He pets Eeyore.
On this summer day, gloomy old Eeyore, being stuffed with sawdust, had lost his tail again.
Eeyore, this won't hurt.
Never does.
Kanga the kangaroo watches Christopher hammer a tail onto the donkey.
There now, did I get your tail back on properly, Eeyore?
No matter. Most likely lose it again anyway.
Owl looks down from a branch.
It is my considered opinion that Eeyore's tail should be placed a trifle to the right.
Now, if you were to ask me, I think it's just a wee bit...
south!
No, north, dear.
Roo smiles.
Cheer up, Eeyore. Don't be so gloomy. Try swishing it.
As Eeyore swings his rear end, his tail spins like a pinwheel.
It worked, it worked.
Oh, goody! Hooray!
Thanks. It's not much of a tail, but I'm sort of attached to it.
Pooh walks over.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Good morning, Pooh Bear.
Good morning, Pooh Bear.
If it is a good morning, which I doubt.
Christopher follows Pooh as he paces.
What are you looking for, Pooh Bear?
I just said to myself, coming along, thinking, and wondering if you had such a thing as a, as a balloon about you.
Christopher holds a balloon on a string.
What do you want a balloon for?
Psst!
Pooh covers his mouth.
Honey.
But you don't get honey with a balloon.
I do.
How?
I shall fly like a bee. Up to the honey tree, see?
Pooh holds the balloon string and floats up.
You can't fool the bees that way.
You'll see. Now, would you be so kind as to tow me to a muddy place of which I know of?
So Christopher Robin towed Winnie the Pooh to the very muddy place.
Pooh somersaults in a mud puddle.
And Pooh rolled and rolled
until he was black all over.
He crawls out of the puddle, covered in dark mud.
There, now. Isn't this a clever disguise?
What are you supposed to be?
Pooh drips mud.
I'm a little black rain cloud, of course.
Silly old bear.
Now, would you aim me at the bees, please?
A bee flies high.
Careful, Pooh. Hold on tight.
Pooh holds the balloon string.
Four.
Yes.
Three.
Yes.
Two.
Yes.
One.
Muddy Pooh floats up.
I'm just a little black rain cloud hovering under the honey tree. I'm only a little black rain cloud. Pay no attention to little me.
Everyone knows that a rain cloud never is funny. No, not a nip.
I'm just floating around over the ground, wondering where I will drip.
He sticks his paw in a hole in the tree, and a bee flies out.
Christopher Robin, I think the bee's S-U-S-P-E-C-T something.
Perhaps they think you're after their honey.
Well, it may be that. You never can tell with bees. Oh, I'm just a little black rain cloud.
He scoops honey and bees out of the hole in the tree and, without looking, sticks his paw in his mouth. His cheeks puff out and wiggle. Pooh spits out a long stream of bees. He spits out four more bees. Pooh spits out a fifth bee, then a few more. His ears wiggle and he pats his head, knocking bees out of his ear. He spits another one out and kicks it, splashing mud on the bee. It nosedives into a puddle and more bees swarm around Pooh.
Christopher Robin! Oh, well, I think it would help with this deception if you would just kind of open your umbrella and say, tut-tut, it looks like rain.
Tut-tut, it looks like rain.
While Christopher walks under his umbrella, the bee in the puddle hops onto a rock, shakes off mud, and flies at Pooh. The bee pokes him, and Pooh swings from the balloon, getting his bottom stuck in the hole in the tree. One of the bees laughs.
Christopher Robin, I have come to a very important decision. These are the wrong sorts of bees!
The bees shove Pooh out of the way as they rocket out of the tree. He rolls on the balloon and soars across the sky. The swarm chases him. The laughing bee hangs onto a branch as they zoom by. On their way back, Pooh rides the balloon chasing the bees.
Excuse me, please, bees.
The bees bounce off Christopher's umbrella and return to the tree, while Pooh soars on his balloon.
Christopher Robin!
The balloon deflates.
Oh, bother.
He starts to fall.
I think I shall come down.
I'll catch you, Pooh! Oh!
Christopher catches him, and a bee flies to the tree. The swarm takes flight.
Hurry, come on, the bees!
Pooh stumbles on a log.
Help! Christopher!
Christopher picks him up and jumps in the mud puddle. They hide from the swarm under the umbrella.
Christopher Robin, you never can tell with bees.
Dark brown with mud, Pooh spits out another bee.
Now, Pooh was not the sort to give up easily. When he put his mind to honey, he stuck to it. Now, honey rhymes with bunny, and bunny rhymes with,
rabbit?
He goes to a rabbit hole.
Yeah, and I like rabbit, because he uses short, easy words like, how about lunch?
In his burrow, rabbit eats at a table.
Pooh, lunch? Oh, no, not again. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my goodness gracious.
Is anybody at home?
Pooh peers into the hole.
What I said was, is anybody at home?
No.
Bother. Isn't there anybody here at all?
Nobody.
Rabbit puts lunch away.
Because somebody must have said nobody. Rabbit, isn't that you?
No.
But isn't that the rabbit's voice?
I don't think so. It isn't meant to be.
Hello, Rabbit.
Oh, hello, Pooh Bear. Pooh Bear! What a pleasant surprise.
How about lunch?
Oh, thank you, Rabbit.
And help yourself, Pooh.
Pooh sits at the table and ties a napkin around his neck.
Would you like condensed milk? Or honey on your bread?
Both. But never mind the bread, please. Just a small helping, if you please.
There you are.
Rabbit pours him a drop of honey, and Pooh frowns at the little portion.
Is, something wrong?
Well, I did mean a little larger small helping.
Well, perhaps it'd save time if you took a whole jar.
Thank you, Rabbit.
Pooh scoops honey out of the jar.
So Pooh ate and 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 ate. Until at last he said to Rabbit, in a rather sticky voice,
I must be going now. Goodbye, Rabbit.
Well, goodbye, if you're sure you won't have any more.
Is there any more?
No, there isn't.
I thought not.
With honey dripping down his face and bloated belly, Pooh heads out the rabbit hole and gets stuck.
Oh, help and bother. I'm stuck.
Oh, dear. Oh, gracious. Mm. Oh, well, it all comes from eating too much.
It all comes from not having front doors big enough.
Rabbit shoves him.
Oh, dear, it's no use. There's only one thing to do. I'll get Christopher Robin.
Rabbit runs out a door in a tree.
Oh, my heavens to Betsy.
Rabbit races past Pooh and hops across a field. Pooh looks up at Owl, who perches on a branch.
Well, if it isn't Pooh Bear.
Oh, hello, Owl.
Splendid day to be up and about one's business, quite, huh?
Owl stands by Pooh, whose head pokes out of the rabbit hole. A sign reads, Rabbit's House.
I say, are you stuck?
No. Just resting and thinking and humming to myself.
You, sir, are stuck. A wedged bear in a great tightness. In a word, irremovable. Now, obviously, this situation calls for an expert.
A gopher pops out of the ground.
Somebody call for an excavation expert. I'm not in the book, but I'm at your service.
The gophers.
The name is McCard. What's your problem?
Yes. It seems the entrance to Rabbit's domicile is impassable. To be exact, plugged.
And you want me to dig it out?
Precisely. I say, it's over here, my good fellow.
Gopher studies Pooh.
First thing to be done is get rid of that bear. He's gumming up the whole project.
Dash it all, he is the project.
Hard digging. Might hit bedrock. Dangerous haven.
Gopher stands on Pooh's head and digs.
Need planks for bracing. Big job. Take 2-3 days.
3 days? What about lunches?
No problem. I always go home for lunch. Oh, this will run into money.
I say... How much?
Do the job for hourly rate, plus cover materials, plus overtime, plus 10%.
And your estimate?
Yeah, can't give an estimate. Too risky.
Blast it all.
Good idea. We'll dynamite. Save time.
Yeah, what's the charge?
The charge? All about 7 sticks of dynamite.
Oh, no. The cost, the charge in money.
Yep, no charge count. I work strictly cash.
Obviously, but I should think...
Well, I can't stand around lollygagging all day. I got a tight schedule.
He falls down his gopher hole.
If you think it over, let me know. You got my card. I've got the book, you know.
Oh. Dash it all, he's gone.
After all, he's not in the book, you know.
Oh.
Here we come. Don't worry.
Cheer up, Pooh Bear. We're coming.
It's Christopher Rabbit and Eeyore.
We'll get you out.
Well, maybe.
Silly old bear. Here, give me your paw.
He tugs on Pooh and Rabbit tugs on Christopher.
Oh, it's no use. I'm stuck.
Well, if we can't pull you out, Pooh, perhaps we can push you back.
Oh, no, not that. Oh,
Rabbit gosh. Runs into his burrow and shoves Pooh's bottom half.
Having got... this far, it seems a pity to waste it.
Pooh Bear, there's only one thing we can do. Wait for you to get thin again.
Oh, bother. How long will that take?
Days, weeks, months, who knows?
Oh, dear. If I have to face that thing for months, well, I might as well make the best of it.
Rabbit sees Pooh's reflection in a mirror.
Oh, no! There it is again! Well, I'll just turn it to the wall. Oh, dear.
He pulls the frame off the mirror and looks through it at Pooh.
Yes, a frame. Uh-huh.
Rabbit hangs the frame over Pooh's rear end and frowns.
No.
He turns the frame.
Very nice.
He puts a placemat and a plant on Pooh.
And a splash of color. Oh, it just doesn't have that rustic, informal look.
He arranges branches like moose antlers.
There, a hunting trophy.
He paints a face on Pooh's rear end.
Something tickles.
Pooh wiggles and Rabbit paints a mouth with a squiggly line.
Pooh, you mess up my moose.
Kanga hops up to Pooh.
Pooh, Roo has a little surprise for you.
Flowers.
Honeysuckle.
No, Pooh. You don't eat them. You smell them.
Oh.
In his house, Rabbit balances a shelf on Pooh's feet.
Not bad at all. It's rather good, I think. Oh, no. Hold it. No.
Pooh wiggles and Rabbit's shelf crashes down.
Why did I ever invite that bear to lunch? Why, oh, why, oh, why?
While Pooh's bottom was stuck at the top of page 28, his top was stuck at the bottom of page 30. So both ends waited to get thin again. Day after day. Night after lonely night.
I wonder what's for breakfast.
Pooh sleeps with his head poking out of the hole. In his burrow, Rabbit leans against Pooh's bottom, shaking as Pooh snores. Outside, Gopher pops up out of a hole in the ground.
A lunchbox.
It certainly is. I'm working the swing shift, you know. Time for my midnight snack. Say, ain't you that stuck-up bear? I still think I could blast you out of there.
What sort of lunch is in that lunchbox?
Well, let's see here. summer squash?
He eats a whole squash.
Yeah. Salmon salad? Succotash?
Rabbit listens.
And honey.
Honey?
Honey? Oh, no!
Rabbit falls on his way out.
Could you spare a small schmackerel?
Say, you ought to do something about that speech impediment, honey.
Oh, Rabbit snatches a honey jar from Gopher.
No, not one drop.
But, Rabbit, I wasn't going to eat it. I was just going to taste it.
I'll taste it for you. That supercilious scoundrel confiscated my honey. Don't feed the bear.
Rabbit plants a sign.
I'm gonna skedaddle. I'm not in the book.
Gopher falls down his hole. Later in his house, Rabbit wearily leans against Pooh.
And then, one morning, when Rabbit was beginning to think that he might never be able to use his front door again, it happened.
He budged. Hooray! Christopher Robin! Christopher Ribbon! He budged! He badged! He bulged! Today is the day!
Hooray for you! Hooray for me! Hooray, hooray! The Pooh will soon be free!
Christopher plays the drum and marches with his animal friends.
Now the time has come for pooing, but the diet did for Pooh. And since we pledged he'd be on wedge, that's what we're going to do. He'll be pooed and he'll be tugged, and eventually unplugged. We'll have a tug of war to open Rabbit's door.
Christopher holds Pooh by the paws and tugs. Kanga tugs on Christopher, Eeyore tugs on Kanga, Little Roo tugs Eeyore by the tail, and Gopher tugs on Roo.
For my Gopher Matter has made the Pooh unfatter.
Eeyore's tail pops off and Gopher falls down his hole.
Hee-ho! Hee-ho!
In his house, Rabbit gets a running start and rams his shoulder into Pooh, who pops out.
There he goes!
Saffron Sassafras! He's sailing clean out of the book! Quick, turn the page!
Pooh sails across pictures of the sky in a book and lands, head first, in a hole in the tree. Bees swarm out of the treetop.
Stuck again.
Don't worry, Pooh. We'll get you out.
No hurry. Take your time.
Stuck in the hole, Pooh scoops up honey.
Bears of honey, and I'm a Pooh Bear. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. Time for something sweet.
And so we come to the next chapter in which...
But I haven't finished yet.
But Pooh, you're in the next chapter.
Oh, what happens to me?
Well, let's turn the page and find out. Now, one fine day, the East Wind traded places with the West Wind. And that stirred things up a bit all through the 100-acre wood.
At home, Pooh opens his door and steps outside, wearing a blue scarf with his red shirt.
Now, on this blustery day, Pooh decided to visit his thoughtful spot.
Yes, and on the way, I made up a little hum. And it hummed something like this. Hum, dum, dum, diddy, dum. Hum, dum, dum. Oh, the wind is lashing lustily, and the trees are thrashing thrustily, and the leaves are rustling gustily. So it's rather safe to say that it seems that it may turn out to be. It feels that it will undoubtedly. It looks like a rather blustery day today. It seems that it may turn out to be. Feels that it will undoubtedly. Looks like a rather blustery day today.
He chases blowing leaves.
Fortunately, Pooh's thoughtful spot was in a sheltered place. Now he sat down and tried hard to think of something.
Think, 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 think.
Pooh taps his head, and Gopher pops out of a hole in the ground.
Think.
Say, what's wrong, Sonny? Got yourself a headache?
No, I was just thinking.
Is that so? What about?
Oh, bother. You made me forget.
If I was you, I'd think about skedaddling out of here.
Why?
Because it's Wednesday.
Wednesday? Oh. Then I think I shall wish everyone a happy Wednesday, and I shall begin with my very dear friend, Piglet.
Now, Piglet lived in the middle of the forest in a very grand house in the middle of a beech tree, and Piglet loved it very much.
Outside a door tucked in between tree roots, Piglet sweeps leaves.
You see, it's been in the family a long time. It belonged to my grandfather. That's his name up there. Trespassers Will. That's short for Trespassers William.
Trespassers William?
Yes. And Grandma. Oh. She called him PW. That's even shorter.
Yes. And on this blustery day, woo! The wind was giving you a bit of a buzz.
Now, you've been here before.
He rides a blowing leaf.
I don't mind the leaves that are leaving. It's the leaves that are coming.
Whoops!
He bumps into Pooh.
Happy Wednesday, Piglet.
Well, it isn't very happy for me.
Where are you going, Piglet?
That's what I'm asking myself. Where?
As the wind blows Piglet, Pooh grabs him by the scarf.
And what do you think you will answer yourself?
Oh, I'm unraveling!
Pooh holds a yarn string that gets longer as Piglet flies higher like a kite.
Oh, that was a close one.
Hang on tight, Piglet!
As Piglet floats over the countryside, Kanga hops out of her house. In her pouch, Roo looks up at the sky.
Look, Mama, look! A kite!
Oh, my goodness! It's Piglet!
Happy Wednesday, Kanga. Happy Wednesday, Roo.
Can I fly Piglet next, Pooh?
Eeyore adds a stick to a lean-to shaped like a tent.
There. That should stand against anything.
Oh, help! Somebody save me!
Pooh knocks down the lean-to.
Happy Wednesday, Eeyore!
Thanks for noticing me.
Oh, bother.
In a garden, Rabbit picks carrots.
Oh, what a refreshing day for harvesting.
Happy Wednesday, Rabbit!
Pooh Bear, stop!
Pooh slides by digging up carrots. Oh, no. Rabbit collects them all in a wheelbarrow.
Oh, yes! Well, next time, I hope he blows right through my rutabaga patch.
A big gust lifts Pooh off the ground, and he soars into the sky with Piglet. In a swaying treehouse, Owl sleeps. Piglet hits the window.
Who is it?
It's me. Please, may I come in?
Well, I say now. Someone has pasted Piglet on my window. Well, well, who to? This is a surprise. Do come in and make yourselves...
As he opens the window, Pooh and Piglet blow inside.
Comfortable.
Oh!
Am I correct in assuming it is a rather blustery day outside?
Yes, sir, Owl. It's a very, very blustery day outside.
Oh, yes. That reminds me. Happy Wednesday, Owl.
My good fellow, I wouldn't go so far as to call it a Wednesday. Just a gentle spring zephyr.
The house tilts and a table with honey slides up to Pooh.
Is there honey in that pot?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Help yourself. Now, as I was saying, this is just a mild spring zephyr compared to the big wind of 67.
The house tilts the other way, and the table slides away. Moving faster, Piglet glides under it on a stool. As the table barrels toward him, he braces his feet on the door and stops it.
It was the year my Aunt Clara...
The door opens. Piglet slips outside and rides the stool down a long branch. As the tree tilts back the other way, Piglet slides back into the house, catches the pot of honey, and accidentally rams it onto Pooh's nose.
Thank you, Piglet.
You see, her constant practicing so unnerved my aunt that she laid a seagull egg by mistake.
A cabinet tilts open, and dishes crash onto Owl as the tree falls over in the gusting wind. A smashed treehouse lies sideways on the ground.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Owl looks out the window.
Well, I say now, someone has... Pooh. Did you do that?
I don't think so.
As soon as Christopher Robin heard of the disaster, he hurried to the scene of Owl's misfortune.
Owl sits in a rocking chair.
What a pity. Owl, I don't think we will ever be able to fix it.
If you ask me, when a house looks like that, it's time to find another one.
That's a very good idea, Eeyore.
Might take a day or two. But I'll find a new one.
Good. That will just give me time to tell you about my Uncle Clyde, a very independent barn owl. He didn't give a hoot for tradition. He became enamored of a pussycat and went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat.
Owl talked from page 41 to page 62. And on page 62, the blustery day turned into a blustery night. The pool... It was a very anxious sort of night, filled with anxious sorts of noises. And one of the noises was a sound that had never been heard before.
In bed, Pooh peers over his blanket.
Is that you, Piglet?
Pooh hides.
Well, tell me about it tomorrow, Eeyore. Oh, come in. Christopher Robin?
The door shakes.
Now, Pooh, being a bear of very little brain, decided to invite the new sound in.
Carrying a toy gun with a cork in the muzzle, Pooh opens the door and looks outside.
Hello out there. Oh, I hope nobody answers.
A tiger bowls him over.
Hello, I'm Tigger.
Oh, you scared me.
Yeah, sure I did. Everyone's scared of tiggers. Who are you?
I'm Pooh.
Oh, Pooh. Sure. What's a Pooh?
You're sitting on one.
I am? Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
But what is a Tigger?
Well, he asked for it. The wonderful thing about Tiggers, it's Tigger the wonderful things. The tops are made out of rubber, the bottoms are made out of springs. The bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
Then what's that over there?
Huh? He points to Tigger's reflection in a mirror.
What a strange-looking creature. Look at those beady little eyes, and that preposterous chin, and those ricky-tickle striped pajamas.
Looked like another Tigger to me.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm the only Tigger. Watch me scare the stripes off of this imposter.
Tigger growls at his reflection, then hides under the table.
Is he gone?
All except the tail. He's gone. You could come out now, Tigger. Tigger?
Tigger bowls him over.
Hello, I'm Tigger.
You said that.
Well, did I say I was hungry?
I don't think so.
Well, then I'll say it. I'm hungry.
Oh, not for honey, I hope.
Honey? Oh, boy, honey. That's what Tiggers like best.
I was afraid of that.
Mm. Tigger eats honey out of a jar.
Oh, say. Yuck! Tiggers don't like honey.
But you said that you liked...
That icky, sticky stuff is only fit for heffalumps and woozles.
You mean elephants and weasels?
That's what I said, heffalumps and woozles.
Well, what do what do they do?
Oh, nothing much, just steal honey.
Steal honey?
Yeah, they sure do. Well, I better be bouncing along now, chum. Cheerio! The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. The tops are made out of rubber. The bottoms are made out of springs.
Tigger bounces into the forest.
But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
At home, Pooh locks his door.
Well, if what Tigger said was true, and there really were heffalumps and woozles about, there was only one thing to do. Take drastic precautions to protect his precious honey.
Pooh puts the cork in the end of his toy gun and marches like a soldier. He passes by the mirror, then aims the gun at his reflection.
Oh, hello. Am I glad to see you? It's more friendly with two. Now, you go that way, and I'll go this way.
He marches away from his reflection, then runs back and stares at himself.
You didn't see anything, did you? Neither did I.
Now the very blustery night turned into a very rainy night, and Pooh kept his lonely vigil, hour after hour after hour, until at last Pooh fell fast asleep and began to dream.
Pooh floats out of his sleeping body and tumbles in a sky filled with blue clouds.
Heffalumps and woozles, steal honey.
Pooh lands on a deserted landscape and pots with eyes dance around him.
They're black.
They're round.
They're up.
They're down.
They're in.
They're out.
They're all about.
They're far.
They're near.
They're gone.
They're here.
They're quick and slick.
They're insincere.
Beware, beware, be very, very fair. A heffalump or woozle is very confusal. The heffalump or woozle's very sly.
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 They come in ones and twosles, but if they so choosels, before your eyes you'll see them multiply.
Plot.
Plot.
They're extraordinary, so better be wary, because they come in every shape and size.
Size.
If honey's what you covet, you'll find that they love it, because they guzzle up the thing you prize.
They're green, they're blue,
they're pink,
they're white, they're round,
they're square,
they're a terrible sight.
They tie themselves in horrible knots,
they come in stripes,
they're polka dots.
Beware, beware, be very, very bare.
A weasel-like woozle stretches his nose into a trumpet and marches as it plays. A honeypot with legs marches in front of a heffalump with a roly-poly body and a trunk like an elephant. As skinny weasels march, a purple elephant with a trunk shaped like a bugle steps on one. Pooh marches along carrying honey, and a bee with the head of an elephant snatches the jar away. As Pooh chases the bee, jack-in-the-boxes pop open. elephant bee with the honeypot dives into a golden pool, and two creatures emerge covered in honey. The golden goo drips off, revealing two roly-poly elephants. Standing upright, the tall brown elephant, dressed in a tuxedo, dances with a shorter purple elephant wearing a tutu. They swish their trunks and splash honey as they twirl and kick their legs. A pink elephant plays a harp made of honey, and a weaselly woozle plays a horn like a snake charmer. A rope rises out of a honey pot like a snake, and Pooh climbs it. Sitting in a honey puddle, two elephants play their trunks like accordions. In the sky, a heffalump with an elephant trunk and antlers sees Pooh walking with a honey pot. The heffalump hits the ground and transforms into a marching soldier with its trunk extended like the barrel of a toy gun. A string hangs from a cork in the muzzle, and the heffalump shoots it at Pooh. He tumbles headfirst into the trunk of a blue elephant. A woozle lights a fuse, and an explosion leaves Pooh with a honey pot on his head.
They're extraordinary, so better be wary.
Pooh floats in a heffalump shaped like a hot air balloon.
If honey's what you covet, you'll find that they love it.
Another balloon has a honey pot for a basket. Pooh jumps and hangs from it.
They're black.
They're brown.
They're up.
They're down.
They're in.
They're out.
They're all about.
They're far.
They're near.
They're gone.
They're here.
They're quick and slick.
They're insincere.
Beware. Beware.
The balloon changes into a watering can that sprinkles water onto Pooh. He opens an umbrella and drifts down into a sleeping body. Pooh wakes up as rain floods his house. Wading through knee-deep water to the mirror, he looks at his reflection.
Is it raining in there? It's raining out here, too.
As a matter of fact, it was raining all over the Hundred Acre Wood. There was a thunderstorm on page 71. And on page 73, there was a bit of a cloudburst. It rained, and it rained, and it rained.
The rain came down, 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 in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into Piglet's. Poor Piglet, he was frightened with quite a rightful fright.
And so in desperation, a message he did write.
Help! Piglet, me!
He placed it in a bottle, and it floated out of
and the rain came down, 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 so Piglet started tailing.
Piglet stands on a floating chair, spooning water into a pot.
He was unaware atop his chair, while failing he was sailing.
And the rain came down, 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 and the blood rose up, up, up.
Pooh too was caught, and so he thought,
I must rescue my supper.
10 honey pots he rescued, enough to see him through. But as he sopped up his supper, the river sopped up Pooh.
And the water twirled and tossed him in a honey pot canoe.
With his head in a honey pot, Pooh floats upside down.
So the Hundred Acre Wood got floodier and floodier. But the water couldn't come up to Christopher Robin's house. So that's where everyone was gathering.
Tigger paddles Rabbit, Kanga, and Roo in an umbrella.
But in the midst of all the excitement, Eeyore stubbornly stuck to his task of house hunting for Owl.
He sees a sinking house.
There's one. Cozy cottage. Nice location. Bit damp for Owl, though.
Meanwhile, little Roo made an important discovery.
Look!
He finds a bottle.
I rescued a bottle. And it's got something in it, too.
It's a message. And it says, help! Piglet, me. Owl, you fly over to Piglet's house and tell him we'll make a rescue.
A rescue? Yes, of course, of course.
So Owl flew out over the flood, and he soon spotted two tiny objects below him. One was little Piglet caught in the whirlpool, and the other was Pooh trying to get the last bit of honey from the pot.
Owl lands on Pooh.
Oh, Owl, I don't mean to complain, but I'm afraid. I'm scared.
Now, Piglet, chin up and all that sort of thing. A rescue is being thought of.
Be brave, little Piglet.
It's awfully hard to be brave when you're such a small animal.
Then to divert your small mind from your unfortunate predicament, I shall tell you an amusing anecdote.
Piglet sees a waterfall.
It concerns a distant cousin of mine who became so frightened during a flood that he...
I beg your pardon, Earl, but I think we're coming to a flutterfall. A flutterfall, a very big waterfall.
Please, no interruptions.
As Piglet's chair floats toward the waterfall, he frantically paddles and kicks. Piglet goes over the fall, then Pooh. The honeypot slips off his head and Pooh lands in a seated position on the chair, which hangs from a branch. The branch snaps and Pooh floats downstream in the chair.
Ah, there you are, Pooh Bear. Now, to continue my story...
Look, there's Pooh. Over here, Pooh.
Oh, hello, Christopher Robin.
Pooh, thank goodness you're safe. Have you seen Piglet?
Excuse me, I have.
Piglet pokes his head out of the floating honey pot.
Pooh, you rescued Piglet.
I did?
Yes, and it was a very brave thing to do.
It was?
You are a hero.
I am?
And as soon as the flood is over, I shall give you a hero party.
At a long table with his animal friends, Christopher stands.
Attention, everybody. Now, this party is a hero party. Because of what someone did. And that someone is...
I found it.
Found what, Eeyore?
House for Owl.
I say, Eeyore, good show.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh, where is it, Eeyore?
If you want to follow me, I'll show it to you.
So everyone followed Eeyore. Then, to the surprise of all... Eeyore stopped right in front of...
Piglet's house?
Why are you stopping here, Eeyore?
This is it. Owl's new house.
Oh, dear. Mercy me.
The sign reads,
oh,
Trespassers Will.
Names on it and everything. W-O-L. That spells Owl.
Bless my soul. So it does.
Well, what do you think of it?
It is a nice house, Eeyore, but...
It is a lovely house, Eeyore, but it's the best house in the whole world.
Tell them it's your house, Piglet.
No, Pooh. This house belongs to our very good friend, Owl.
But, Piglet, where will you live?
Well, I guess I shall live... I suppose I shall live...
With me. You shall live with me. Won't you, Piglet?
With you? Oh, thank you, Pooh Bear. Of course I will.
Piglet, that was a very grand thing to do.
A heroic thing to do. Christopher Robin... Can you make a one-hero party into a two-hero party?
Of course we can, silly old bear.
And so, Pooh was a hero for saving Piglet, and Piglet was a hero for giving Owl his grand home in the beech tree.
We never will forget our hero of the wet, our quick-thinking, unsinking Pooh Bear. And Piglet, who indeed helped out a friend in need, but truly they're the heroes of the day. So
as they hold a blanket and toss Piglet and Pooh into the air, Gopher pops out of a hole.
What's all that stomping and singing and silly shenanigans?
They bump him back into his hole.
Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray for Winnie the Pooh!
And Piglet, too.
I sure like bouncing. Wasn't that fun, Piglet?
Yes, Pooh, but the best part is when it stops...
Well, in the next chapter, there's a great deal of bouncing.
There is? Oh, I think that I've just remembered something that I forgot to do yesterday and shan't be able to do tomorrow. So I suppose I really ought to go back and do it now. Goodbye, Pooh.
Goodbye, Piglet. Now, is the next chapter all about me?
No, it's mostly about Tigger.
Oh, bother.
But you're in it.
Oh, good. What will I be doing?
Well, Pooh, you'll be sitting in your thoughtful spot, thinking as usual.
think, 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 think.
Pooh taps his head.
Think, think.
And while he was thinking, all of a sudden...
Tigger bowls over Pooh.
Pooh. I'm Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Yeah, I know. You've bounced me before.
I did? Oh, yeah. I recognize you. You're the one that's stuffed with fluff.
Yeah, and you're sitting on it.
Yeah, and it's comfy, too. Well, I gotta go now. I got a lot of bouncing to do. TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
He bounces off.
Well, there goes Tigger. Always bouncing in on his friends when they least expect him.
He bowls over Piglet.
Oh, hello, Piglet. I'm Tigger.
Oh, Tigger. You scared me.
Oh, shucks. That was just one of my little bounces.
It was? Oh, thank you, Tigger.
Oh, yeah. I'm saving my best bounce for old long ears. Ta-ta!
In his garden, Rabbit parks his wheelbarrow full of vegetables and picks carrots.
There, that should do it.
Tigger bowls him over and spills the vegetables.
Hello, Rabbit. I'm Tigger. D-I-double-G...
Oh, please, don't spill it. Oh, dear. Just look at my beautiful garden.
Yuck, messy, isn't it?
Messy? Messy? It's ruined! It's ruined, Tigger! Oh, why don't you ever stop bouncing?
Why? That's what Tiggers do best! The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. Their tops are made out of rubber. Their bottoms are made out of springs. They're bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
At Rabbit's house, a sign reads, "Protest meeting today."
Say, Tigger's getting so bouncy nowadays that it's time we taught him a lesson.
Pooh yawns.
No matter how much we like him, you can't deny it, he just bounces too much.
Excuse me, Rabbit, but perhaps if we could think of a way of unbouncing Tigger, it would be a very good idea, huh?
Exactly. Just what I feel. What do you feel, Pooh?
As Pooh sleeps in a chair, Rabbit frowns. Piglet pokes Pooh.
Pooh!
Oh, is that
Haven't you been listening to what Rabbit's been saying?
I listened, but then I had a small piece of fluff in my ear. Could you say it again, please, Rabbit?
Well, where should I start from?
Well, from the moment the fluff got in my ear.
When was that?
I don't know. I couldn't hear properly.
Pooh, we were just trying to think of a way to get the bounce out of Tigger.
Oh, I've got a splendid idea. Now, listen, we'll take Tigger for a long explore, see? Someplace where he's never been. And we lose him there.
Lose him?
Oh, we'll find him again next morning. And mark my words, he'll be a humble Tigger. A small and sad Tigger. And, oh, Rabbit, am I glad to see you, Tigger. And it'll take the bounces out of them. That's why. Now, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Piglet wakes up Pooh.
Pooh.
Oh, here.
Good. Just good. Motion carried.
A page reads chapter 3, in which Tigger is taken for a long explore.
So it was agreed that they would start the next morning, which incidentally turned out cold and misty.
Tigger bounces into the woods, followed by Rabbit, Piglet, and Pooh, who carries a honey pot.
Pooh, as usual, had a little something along to sustain himself.
He eats honey as he walks.
Now, as Tigger kept bouncing farther and farther into the mist, Rabbit thought it was a good time to lose Tigger.
Now's our chance. Quick, in here, hide.
Rabbit darts into a hollow log. As Pooh follows, Piglet bumps into him and falls down.
Tigger's lost now, isn't he, Rabbit?
Oh, he's lost, all right, Piglet.
Oh, goody. This is lots of fun, Pooh.
Rabbit pokes his head out of the log and looks around. He has tan fur, long ears, and a white stripe from his nose to his chest.
My splendid idea worked. Now home we go.
Good. Yum, yum. It's time for lunch.
Hello?
Oh, my goodness. Hide.
Hello?
They hide in the log as Tigger bounces on top of it.
That's funny. They must be lost.
Hello!
Pooh, Rabbit, and Piglet vibrate with the sound.
Hey, you blokes! Where are you?
Rabbit hushes Pooh.
Shush. I am shushed.
Hey! Where in the heck are you guys?
Tigger's tail gets stuck in a crack, and he tugs on it. Hidden in the log, Rabbit frees Tigger's tail. Unaware, Tigger spits on his paw and rubs his hands together, then yanks his tail and falls down. He grins at his tail.
Hello!
Tigger bounces off.
Rabbit! Piglet! Where are you? Hello!
Rabbit crawls out of the log.
Hooray! Hooray, we've done it! Now come on, hurry! Let's head for home!
Well, Rabbit was certain that everything was going according to plan, and so it seemed to be. But sometime later, on the bottom of page 123...
Leading Piglet and Pooh through the misty forest, Rabbit walks up to a sandpit with a nervous expression on his face.
It's a funny thing how everything looks the same in the mist.
He's right, Piglet. It's the very same sandpit.
I think so too, Pooh.
Well, it's lucky I know the forest so well, or we might get lost. But come on, follow me.
Now, Pooh was getting tired of seeing the same sandpit, and he suspected it of following them about. Because whichever direction they started in, they always seem to end up at it.
They walk up to the sandpit again from a different direction. Rabbit sags his shoulders and flashes a toothy grin.
Rabbit?
Yeah?
Say, Rabbit, how would it be if as soon as we're out of sight of this old pit, we just try to find it again?
Well, what's the good of that?
Well, you see, we keep looking for home, but we keep finding this pit. So I just thought that if we look for this pit, we might find home.
I don't see much sense in that. If I walked away from this pit and then walked back to it, of course I should find it. I'll prove it to you. Wait here.
Rabbit marches off.
So Pooh and Piglet waited in the mist for Rabbit. And they waited... and waited, and waited. And all the while, Pooh's thoughts kept returning to his honey pots at home.
Piglet sleeps, leaning against Pooh, whose big round belly shakes, waking up Piglet.
What was that, Pooh?
My tummy rumbled. Now then, come on, let's go home.
But Pooh, do you know the way?
No, Piglet, but there are 12 pots of honey in my cupboard, and they have been calling to my tummy.
They have?
Yes, Piglet. I couldn't hear them before because Rabbit would talk. I think I know where they're calling from, so come on, we'll just follow my tummy.
Well, they walked off together, and for a long time, Piglet said nothing, so as not to interrupt Pooh's honey pots. And sure enough, as the mist got thinner, and just when Piglet began to know where he was...
Tigger bowls them over.
Hey, hello there, you two blokes. Where have you been?
We've been trying to find our way back home.
Pooh, I don't think Rabbit's splendid idea worked.
Hey, where is old Long Ears anyway?
He must still be missing in the mist.
Well, leave it to me. I'll bounce them out of there. TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Tigger bounces into the woods.
Meanwhile, Rabbit was still wandering around in the mist. By now, he was lost and bewildered. And to make matters worse, his mind was beginning to play tricks on him.
Rabbit looks around, wide-eyed.
What's that?
Oh. He huddles by a tree and covers his eyes.
Pooh! Piglet!
A frog jumps out of a log.
Ah!
Rabbit dashes off and hides behind a tree. Above him, a green caterpillar with orange spikes on its head and back eats a leaf. It swallows a big gulp. With a scared look on his face, Rabbit slinks away. As the frogs croak and the caterpillar chews, Rabbit shakes in fear. His panicked eyes turn red and yellow, and he runs into Tigger.
Hello, Rabbit!
Tigger! But you're supposed to be lost!
Oh, Tiggers never get lost, bunny boy.
Never get lost?
Of course not.
Oh, no.
Come on, Rabbit. Let's go home. Hang on.
Rabbit holds Tigger's tail.
So they started back. And Rabbit was now a humiliated rabbit. A lost and found rabbit. And oh, why do these things happen to me, Rabbit? And now we come to the next chapter, in which the first snowfall had covered the 100-acre wood, and in which Tigger learns that even bouncing can be overdone.
Outside with Roo, Kanga sweeps snow.
On this day, Roo was waiting for Tigger to take him out to play.
Mama, when is Tigger gonna get here?
Be patient, dear. He'll be...
Tigger sprays Roo with snow.
Here I am! Did I surprise you, Roo?
You sure did. I like surprises.
Hello, Mrs. Kanga, ma'am.
Why, hello, Tigger, dear.
She called me dear. Roo, are you ready for some bouncing?
Yeah, you and me are good bouncers.
Just a moment, dear. Hold still. Goodness, you're bouncy today.
That's what Roos do their bestest.
Now keep your scarf on.
Not so tight, Mama.
Is your sweater warm enough?
Yes, Mother.
Well, come on, Roo. Let's go.
Tigger, have Roo home in time for his nap. And be careful.
Don't worry, Mrs. Kanga. I'll take care of the little nipper.
Roo bounces after Tigger into the snowy woods. On a frozen river, Rabbit ice skates on his bare feet.
Ah, what a perfect day. Peace and quiet. And thank goodness, no Tigger.
Hey, look, look, look. If it isn't old Longears.
Can Tigger ice skate as fancy as Mr. Rabbit?
Can Tiggers ice skate? Why, that's what Tiggers do the best.
Tigger glides across the ice on one foot.
Hey, this is a cinch.
He spins on his tail, then flails.
Not him!
Oh, look out!
Out of control, Tigger slips and slides toward Rabbit. Tigger knocks down Rabbit, who skims across the ice over the snow and through the door of his house.
Oh, why does it always have to be me? Why, oh, why, oh, why?
Tigger, are you all right?
Roo finds Tigger buried in snow.
Yuck! Tiggers don't like ice skating.
So Tigger and Roo went farther into the 100-acre wood looking for something that Tiggers do best.
I bet you could climb trees, huh, Tigger?
Climb trees? That's what Tiggers do best. Only Tiggers don't climb trees. They bounce them. Come on, let's go.
As Tigger bounces on a springy tail to the top of a tree, Roo falls off his shoulders and catches Tigger's tail.
I almost bounced clear out of the book. Some bouncing, huh?
Tigger looks down in fear.
Say, how did this tree get so high?
Roo swings on his tail.
Hey, what's happening now?
Don't swing on a string. It's much too frail. The best kind of swing is a tigger's tail. Whee!
Stop that, kid, please. S-T-O-P, stop. You're rocking the forest.
Roo lets go and drops on a branch.
What's the matter, Tigger?
Whew. Oh, thank goodness. I was just getting seasick from seeing too much.
Well, we'll just have to leave Tigger up in the treetop for a little while. Because, at the bottom of the next page, Pooh is having a problem of his own.
What are you doing, Pooh?
Shh. Tracking something.
Tracking what?
Well, that's what I asked myself, Piglet. What?
He follows footprints in the snow.
And what do you think you'll answer yourself?
Oh, I shall have to wait until I catch up with it.
pool. For a bear of very little brain, you sure are a smart one.
Thank you, Piglet.
Now, what?
A very mysterious thing, Piglet. A whole new set of tracks, see?
And so it seemed to be. There were the tracks joining each other here, getting mixed up with each other there. But to Pooh, quite plainly, four sets of paw marks.
Piglet, whatever it was that made these tracks has now been joined by a whatever it is.
Yes, and all of them are proceeding in company.
Piglet, I wasn't exactly expecting company.
Neither was I, Pooh.
So they went on, feeling a little anxious now, in case the animals in front of them were of hostile intent.
Hello!
Scrambling in fear, Pooh hides with Piglet.
Look, Piglet. There's something in that tree over there.
Is it one of the fiercer animals?
Yes. It's a jugular.
What did jugulars do, Pooh?
Well, jugulars always call hello, and when you look up, they drop on you.
I'm looking down, Pooh.
Hello!
Hey, Tigger, it's Pooh and Piglet. Pooh! Piglet!
Why, it's only Tigger and Roo. Come on.
Pooh and Piglet walk over to the tall tree.
Hello, Roo. Hey, what are you and Tigger doing up there?
I'm all right, but Tigger's stuck.
Help somebody, please. Get Christopher Robin.
Well, it wasn't too long before word got back to Christopher Robin and the others that Tigger was in trouble.
Christopher runs up.
Hello, Pooh. Hello, Piglet. What's up?
Tigger and Roo are up.
Oh, my goodness. Roo, how did you get way up there?
Easy, Mama. We bounced up.
Oh, gracious. Do be careful, dear.
I'm all right, Mama, but Tigger's stuck.
Oh, what a shame. That's too bad.
No, that's good. You see, he can't bounce anybody up there.
Oh, dear. We'll just have to get him down somehow.
Down? Down? Do we have to?
Come on, everyone. Let's hold a corner of my coat. You're first, Roo. Jump.
Try not to fall too fast, dear.
He lands on the coat like it's a trampoline.
Oh, thank goodness.
Gee, that was fun. Come on, Tigger. It doesn't hurt. Jump. You're next, Tigger. Jump.
Jump? Tiggers don't jump. They bounce.
Then bounce down.
Don't be ridiculous. Tiggers only bounce up.
You can climb down, Tigger.
But Tiggers can't climb down because their tails get in the way.
Hooray! That settles it. If he won't jump and he can't climb down, then we'll just have to leave him up there forever.
Forever? Oh, if I ever get out of this, I promise never to bounce again. Never!
I heard that, Tigger. He promised. Did you hear him promise? I heard him. You heard him, didn't you?
Well, Tigger, your bouncing really got you into trouble this time.
Say, who are you?
I'm the narrator.
Oh, well, please, for goodness sakes, narrate me down from here.
Very well. Hold on tight.
The book turns and the tree tilts sideways like a branch.
You can let go now, Tigger.
Never.
But Tigger, look for yourself. You're perfectly safe.
Tigger stretches his foot and touches a word in the book. Letting go, he sits on a sideways paragraph.
What did I tell you, Tigger? Come on. Back we go.
The text slopes, and Tigger slides down it to the snowy ground.
Oh, good old terra firma. Say, I'm so happy I feel like bouncing.
You promised.
Oh, I did, didn't I? You mean I can't ever bounce again?
Never.
Never?
Tigger hangs his head and frowns sadly. His lip quivers and his shoulders sag.
Not even
Just one teensy weensy bounce?
Not even a smidgen of a bounce.
With a dejected look on his face, Tigger slouches and steps away, walking upright like a person. His orange and black striped tail drags in the snow. Rabbit smiles, standing near the others, who glumly watch Tigger mope away. A light snow falls and Kanga folds her arms.
Oh, the poor dear. Oh, that's too bad.
Rabbit nods smugly at Pooh, and Roo tugs on Christopher's coat.
Christopher Robin, I like the old bouncy Tigger best.
Tigger walks slowly away.
So do I, Roo.
I do, too.
Me, too.
Of course, we all do. Don't you agree, Rabbit?
Rabbit gapes at them.
Well, Rabbit?
What I mean. All right. I guess I like the old Tigger better, too.
Tigger bowls him over.
Oh, boy! You mean I can have my bounce back? Oh, come on, Rabbit. Let's you and me bounce.
Huh? Oh, good heavens. Me bounce?
Why, certainly. Look, you got the feet for it.
I have?
Sure. Come on, try it. It makes you feel just great.
Well, say, it does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, come on, everybody. Yeah. Bounce.
Come on, bounce.
Everyone bounces.
The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. Their tops are made out of rubber. Their bottoms are made out of springs. They're bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
In the forest, Christopher kneels by Pooh, who eats from a pot of honey.
And so we come to the last chapter, in which Christopher Robin and Pooh come to the enchanted place. And we say goodbye.
Goodbye? Oh, no, please, can't we go back to page one and do it all over again?
Sorry, Pooh, but all stories have an ending, you know.
Oh, bother.
Yes, the time had come at last. Christopher Robin was going away to school. Nobody else in the forest knew exactly why or where he was going. All they knew was it had something to do with twice times and how to make things called ABCs and where a place called Brazil is.
Christopher and Pooh walk in the woods.
Pooh? What do you like doing best in the world?
What I like best is me going to visit you and you saying, how about a smackerel of honey?
I like that too. But what I like best is just doing nothing.
How do you do just nothing?
Well, it's when grown-ups ask, what are you going to do? And you say nothing. And then you go out and do it.
I like that. Let's do it all the time.
You know something, Pooh? I'm not going to do just nothing anymore.
You mean never again?
Well, not so much. Pooh, when I'm away just doing nothing, will you come up here sometimes?
You mean alone? Just me?
Yes. And Pooh, promise you won't forget me? Ever?
Oh, I won't, Christopher. I promise.
Not even when I'm 100?
How old shall I be then?
99. Silly old bear.
Wherever they go, and whatever happens to them on the way, in that enchanted place on top of the forest, a little bear will always be waiting.
The book closes, and the stuffed Pooh Bear in the boy's bedroom winks. The end. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Marcia Bartonetti.